All right. So I haven't done a whole lot of podcasting lately. Basically, just because I've been kind of writing everything on like Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and stuff. But it's been, I'm kind of in the middle of like a loft of time where I'm not really doing anything except just like spewing my spewing like rhetoric mainly. I've had conflicting political adversities as of late, and it's just been, like trying to change in the way that is true to me. So lately, the conservative like viewpoints and talk points have made more sense to me because, like in the middle of all this like left leaning stuff, I've just kind of lost sense of if anything actually even makes sense at all in the way that the left wing ideology thinks, you know what I mean? So it's been kind of a learning curve, but I think going back to my like roots, my Christian roots mainly, and well, kind of where the basis of Christianity comes from is the conservative background. Marley, I'm recording at home. My dog and my cat like to they like to play around with each other, and the dog likes to intimidate the cat because the cat is she's a hunter too, and so is the dog. So I think they just like to uphold each other. So that's that. But I didn't really know the reason why I made a podcast, maybe just because it was the thing for now. Like lately I've been listening and watching videos from Prager University, which is like a more conservative leaning ideology, and it actually makes a lot of sense. Like there's a lot of videos that are, they're like short. Their motto is short videos, big ideas. And they have like a range of topics that they talk about. Mainly things that have been highlighted by the left wing people. They research it and talk about it and give their presentations in 5 minutes or less. And you know what? For me, I have like a short-term attention span. So like 5 minutes of learning something, getting the point across and all that, for me is, it's what I need. And lately I've also been kind of getting in touch with my spirit guides. Just like getting back to how I'm originally supposed to think as a Christian. Like for instance, today I've been seeing spiders on my living room window, and it just, kind of brought up like a prophetic thought out of nowhere, basically. Things that I learned on like in like the second or third year, or maybe it was even the first year that I was with what was then Intense Life Family Church. I had a prophetic class that was taught by a woman. Her name was Tammy Flick, and she taught it, and there was a lot of like symbols and colors and whatnot that meant different things. Like the color orange, means like to have caution, or maybe something is a balance in someone's life, or that the person needs to go back and change what they need to change in order to better themselves. Red could be like stop, like, you know, a stop sign is red. And as reading it, it's red, so, you know, there's limitations, there's, you know, I think that the difference, you know, is the colors, because the color red could definitely mean, like, limitation, or like, you know, not using all the resources that you need to. Blue, could most likely be, since the Democratic Party is the party of left, like, radical thinking. So, their thought is to use all the resources that they can to make themselves more powerful. Marley, get out of my kitchen. Y'all have to see that. Have to hear that. But like, I was for the blue wave for a long time, especially through June, because it was called Pride Month, which, is, if y'all don't know what that is, it's basically, like, taking the progressive flag is what I call it. It's also called the diversity flag, the queer flag, the LGBTQA plus flag. Actually, each sexual orientation has their flag now, basically. But I just kind of symbolize it in the universalism as the rainbow, basically. I'm going back to hating the sin, not the sinner. And I've been trying to grasp a hold of that still, especially because in heaven, when you go up to ask, you know, to get into the kingdom, so to speak, is one of the questions is, did you learn to love? So, for me, being a 27-year-old kid or a young adult, I'm trying to learn to love, but in the way that I'm doing it is by trying to expose the truth for what it is and expose lies for what they are. So, like, I'm trying to broaden the broadband of light and shining light into darkness of how we're supposed to do it as Christians. And I'm doing it in different ways than other people do. I mean, I'm using modern language to try to decipher and translate ancient texts like the Bible. Like, I like to use, you know, the words like shit and fuck and everything like that. And it might be taboo to the modern church that I'm using those things, or to the, like, the First Baptist churches and stuff, that I'm using those things, but it just feels better. Like, you know, I can use swear words and limitations still and still kind of make a good point. I don't have to swear. But if the situation calls for it, why not? So, I'm basically in my own little world, is what I'm saying. but, you know, that's cool. Being in your own little world, why not, you know? We only have, like, one chance to live once. There was that term, you only live once, or whatever it's called. I don't really, like, pay attention to a whole lot of, like, wording, so to speak. In the modern times, I couldn't even really begin to decipher the computer language in today's language. I usually have to talk to Google and Have Google translate it for me, because believe it or not, I'm actually as simple-minded as the next older person. And it's basically when I decided to take my attention off of trying to be hip and cool. But I like to talk. And these dogs already know that I talk to myself every day. And like it looks like I'm doing now. Talking to this podcast or this phone, basically, recording my thoughts. And my dog is doing eerily, like, looking at me like I'm crazy, talking to a device. She's looking at me like, what are you doing, Noah? So, yeah, that's what's going on right now. I'm pretty happy with where I'm at. I mean, it's not the Taj Mahal, nor is it in the city yet. But for now, I'm alright where I'm planted. Like, I went back to my hometown in Michigan, and it didn't take 1 to 2 days to realize that I have it way better here. So, that's that. And I found that, like, I can thrive. I can thrive here. I go back to Michigan, and actually, in about 4.5 weeks, I have to go back to Michigan because the patriarch of my family died. Or the matriarch? My grandma. She died. She was 73. And, you know, she, I think she lived a pretty long life. 73 is pretty old. I mean, my Granny Yeager, the my grandma on my dad's side, she died when she was 76. But that was from cancer, which she got at age 73. So it took 3 years for the cancer to get through from her prostate to her brain. Or something like that. But she had to take a lot of radiation stuff. I'm just, you know. And then my Grandpa Yeager, he lived until he was, what, 93, I think. And the only reason that he died is because Bronson Hospital and Kalamazoo are a bunch of whacked-out pussies. They basically mishandled his medication. And, like, a week later, he got into hospice, and, like, a couple weeks after that, he died. Well, it was because of the, we had a big rainstorm, like, a month before, my Grandpa Yeager died, and he fell during that windstorm. So, that's basically how his life ended. It's because the wind knocked out power, and there was no lights for my grandpa to see, so he fell. I'm telling y'all, it's kind of dry in this house. Like, it's hard to talk. So I think I'm gonna kind of wrap it up, but, like, I feel that politically I have to start kind of taking a stance. And how I vote is how the truth is going to be presented to me. So, if by chance the left says something honest about themselves and, like, shows their cards, so to speak, then maybe I'll vote for them. But for right now, you know, Trump is actually doing really, really well for this nation. Like, he's focusing solely on America. And I didn't really see that until, you know, like, seeing the Democratic debates and seeing how divided that political party is. I know that they're trying to jockey for people's votes and favoritism and stuff, but come on. Like, I'd much rather have a party of getting things done than people being argumentative and trying to be trying to disguise themselves as a service to people when they're really servicing themselves. I mean, Trump has done some scary, very sinful things, but for being handed a title that he felt like that he had to do because he saw that the nature of this country was getting to be a shithole, basically. So that's what he had to do, was go become president, I guess. But the funny thing is, like, this president has become, you know, like, pro-life, pro-gay, pro, you know, like, for the people. And most of the people don't recognize that. I guess that either they would have to learn, or by you know, keep supporting Trump and actually supporting the president. Marley? No. Or they can just go through this impeachment process thing and learn that their chosen candidate may not have their best interests in mind. So, that's my view on that. My voice box is about to go out, so I'll smell y'all later. Bye.